First up, we have BJ Mathis, also known as Elizabeth BJ Mathis, who is the chairman slash woman of the Henry County Board of Commissioners. Under her leadership, an economic development plan has been completed for Henry County that will help guide economic development decisions for years to come. BJ is one of the five elected officials selected to serve on the Atlanta Regional Transportation Roundtable Executive Committee for the proposed Regional Splash Program. With her strong focus on family and conservation, Chairman Mathis more than doubled the parkland in District 2 while preserving an historic Civil War battlefield that had been slated for a large development. Her desire to provide unique places for citizens to gather led one of the District 2's parks, North Mount Carmel Park, to be ranked number 5 among all parks in Metro Atlanta by AccessAtlanta.com. Chairman Mathis was one of the 45 women from Clayton and Henry counties to receive Senator Gail Buckner's Legacy of Leadership Award for their contribution to the communities. She and her husband, John, a retired police lieutenant from the city of Atlanta, have been married 28 years and have 3 children and 3 grandchildren. Welcome to the show, BJ.
It's good to be here.
Well, that is quite a bio. You have been a busy lady. So do you enjoy being a chairman or chairwoman? Which do you prefer being called?
Well, we had a little discussion about that. I'm the first elected female chairman for Henry County. So we actually had to get online and Google it to see what the proper term was. So it is chairman.
Okay. All right. So that's what we will stick with. So today we're going to be talking about all things Henry County. So Henry County has 44 cities within its borders: Hampton, Locust Grove, McDonough, and its county seat in Stockbridge. How well does the county government get along with its 4 cities, and why is that so important?
You know, I'm very proud of the fact that we're a little bit different from other communities, that we get along with our 4 cities, and that's something that's extremely rare. But it's important in a lot of different ways. When you talk about planning for your county's future, you can't remove a city from that plan. You have to look at the county as a whole and try to put things in place that are going to benefit all the citizens. And so by being able to work together with our cities, we've been able to develop a wonderful development plan for the future, a transportation plan, an economic development plan, and address the issues that are important to all the citizens of the county.
I would imagine that would actually help save on, you know, spending money if everybody's working together in the same direction.
Absolutely. And in these economic times, we all understand how important it is to maximize the taxpayer dollars and get the most benefit from those. And so when we're able to work together jointly, we do save our citizens a lot of money.
That's great. Good for y'all. Let me ask you about one major piece of Henry County's economic future, and that's the development of the Focus of Livable Centers Initiative study through the Atlanta Regional Commission. I understand that the area within that study is really the embodiment of the county's officials' vision for the future of Henry County. Tell me, what are you envisioning for this area?
Well, this is going to be a landmark area for Henry County. It's the first livable centers that we have undertaken, and we have recognized that sprawl has become a big issue in the metro area. And the further out your growth goes, the more infrastructure you have to put in, the more issues with stormwater, all of those things come into play. And so what we wanted to do is we wanted to master plan this area along I-75, and we wanted to do it in such a way where we determined the density that would be allowed in that area, the type of transportation infrastructure, also to look at future transit in that area, and to make it a true live, work, and play community. And we feel like that's an environmentally responsible way to develop our community, and it makes a lot of sense. People are looking for that. It's not really a new concept. That's the way our cities in the early 1900s were built. Mm-hmm. And so it's going back to an old concept that worked then that we feel like will work now.
So going back to our roots.
Absolutely.
Are you using any other cities, like, say, Peachtree City as a model to work off of, or, where are you getting your ideas from primarily?
Well, Chattahoochee Hills is a prime example of that, because they developed in this type of pattern and they preserved a lot of green space. And it's just a beautiful development, and it seems to have worked very well there. And so that was one of the models that we looked at when we were considering an LCI for this particular area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I've had a lot of different counties on over the past few weeks, and there's different opinions on privatization of services. What does Henry County feel about that? Are they wanting to control everything, or are they looking at different options of, you know, outsourcing quotes, that kind of thing, bids?
Well, you know, anytime, the good thing about this economy is that it forces you to think outside the box. And historically, counties have been able to provide certain services cheaper than you could outsource those, but that's no longer the case. When you look at payroll, when you look at pension benefits, employee health costs that continue to rise, then you have to start thinking a little bit differently. And one of the things that we've looked at recently is outsourcing our landscape and maintenance for our county buildings. We have a large number of those, and our Park and Recreation Department has handled that for years. But now, if we outsource that, there's a possibility that we could save a lot of money by doing that, and also provide work opportunities for small companies within our community. So that's just one example of how we're looking at outsourcing.
Okay, so that kind of leads me to the third question is, during the recession, many communities are battening down the hatches waiting for the storm to pass. But Henry County seems to be doing the opposite, making the most of the slowdown. What are you doing to position Henry County for economic growth after we pull through this recession?
Well, first and foremost is our economic development strategy plan. That's critical. You have to know where you're going. Henry County has also had several large things that have been part of our plan come to pass just this year. Piedmont Hospital will be affiliating with Henry Medical Center, and that within itself is certainly going to be an economic boost to the county. Piedmont has a quality name, and we're very excited to have them partner with our local community hospital. Additionally, we were funded in this the governor's budget this year for a technical school in Henry County, and of course they'll work in conjunction with the hospital training healthcare professionals to work within Piedmont Henry, which is the new name of the hospital. And then the other thing we did is we purchased an airport. Terra Field, which is located in Henry County, was owned by another county, and we were able to take advantage of about $15 million in federal funding to purchase that airport, and we see that certainly as making Henry County a lot more competitive when it comes to attracting more corporate business to our community. So we're trying to think very aggressively when it comes to economic development and make sure that we put everything in place we can to attract more business and industry to our community.
That's wonderful. So you guys are not slowing down at all.
Not at all. It's like a whirlwind.
That's great. Oh, they have a good leader.
Thank you.
Henry County is home to the Atlanta Motor Speedway, but I suspect that, as with other communities, you have so much more to offer. Why would somebody want to visit Henry County?
Henry County is absolutely a beautiful county. We have wonderful parks there. We have what we call the Veterans Wall of Honor, which is a monument to honor all the veterans of all wars. It rivals anything that you would see in Washington, D.C. We also have Heritage Park, which is a historic village, and a military museum there that has military memorabilia back to World War I. And a lot of your veterans who are volunteers there can tell you a lot about the history of the military in the United States. Also, Nash Farm Battlefield was the site of the largest cavalry raid in Georgia's Civil War history. It took place on August 20th of 1864. It's a 204-acre tract of land. There is also a historic museum there that volunteers are there, and they can tell you about the military action and show you artifacts that were unearthed there in 2007 during an archaeological study. We, of course, Atlanta Motor Speedway, we're very proud to have that venue in Henry County. We were just recently awarded some grant money for some trails at Nash Farm, and also trail money, and we're working in conjunction with the PATH Foundation to create a trail system that will connect northern Henry County with the Arabia Mountains State Park. So we are also home to Noah's Ark, which is an animal refuge center, and you have lions, tigers, and bears and all sorts of animals that live there together. It's a beautiful facility for people to bring their families out to and just enjoy a day in Henry County. So a lot of great amenities for people to enjoy.
I had no idea there was so much going on in Henry County. That's
You've
wonderful.
Got to come see us.
I'm telling you, I'm just going to have to do that. I know a lot of people love Noah's Ark, that little park there.
It's wonderful.
That is neat. So Is there one word that best describes Henry County for you?
You know, I think the one word that comes to mind is poised. We are poised on the brink in Henry County. We're about 20 years behind our development as it relates to other counties in the metro area, the northern side of Atlanta. And our great shining moment is ahead of us. And so I'm very excited about the potential. We're poised on the brink of greatness, I think. We're good now. We're moving toward great. And just a lot of good things are going to be seen in Henry County over the next few years. And I think it's going to be the jewel of the metro area.
Can you talk a little bit about what it's like to work in the government? Like, is there things that frustrate you?
There are things that frustrate me, absolutely. I'm a very impatient person, and the hardest thing for me to learn in government was that the wheels turn slowly. When things need to get done, I want to get them done and finished and moved
right.
on to
like
the next
Like, you seem
project.
Very, you know, task-oriented and
yes.
ready to make things happen, and, you know, you're going down this list of all these amazing things, and I would just, you know, it just seems that you hear so much about the government being so slow-moving, and it's just, I'm just curious how somebody with your personality is able to navigate that.
It's been a challenge and a learning experience, to say the mm-hmm. least, because you also have to build consensus with your board.
Right.
I have five other people that I have to work with, and it's you learn over the years how to do that, and sometimes it's as simple as letting it be someone else's idea to get the job done. But it can be frustrating, but slow and steady wins the race at the end of the day. Some of these initiatives we've worked on for many, many years, and you just kind of have to keep chipping away at it until you get it done.
So being persistent.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Well, I believe that you are very persistent, I can tell, from talking with you. This show is a fan of all things green, so I'm going to ask you about Henry County's green initiatives. And so if we could talk a little bit about that, and then maybe talk about what a green wish list might be for Henry County.
Well, we're not as green as I would like to be. We started a recycling program a number of years ago. We have it available in all of our county buildings. We recycle certainly all of our paper and all of our glass and all of our plastics. We are also replacing a lot of our heating and air units with more energy efficient units. We put in place a conservation subdivision ordinance, which will help certainly conserve green space in the county, which is very, very important. And as far as my wish list of green, if you want me to go ahead and move on into that, I brought with me, and I know that those who are listening cannot see this, but I wanted to mention something that I have my sights set on. And it's a new technology called Plasma Arc, and it's a way to convert waste to energy. And I love it because it creates several marketable byproducts, and it can turn a bag of trash into a very small, as you can see, looks like a little piece of coal that can be used to be ground up and put into asphalt. It can be used for tile, countertops, things like that. Another byproduct also is something that can be used for insulation. But it also takes the metals out, which can be recycled. It generates its own energy. 40% of the energy it generates goes back to running the system. The other 60% can go into an electrical grid. But it's a way to take care of the trash issues that we have. Currently, most of your metro area sends their trash elsewhere, outside the community. And we can't keep doing that. We're going to have to deal with this issue. We're running out of space, and these counties in South Georgia that are receiving the waste, what are we doing to them? We don't need to be doing that when we have technology like this that can take care of the problem. You can also open up old landfills and recycle out of that, reclaiming the land. It burns clean. It doesn't put pollutants into the air. So it's a great technology that I think we're going to see emerging more and more in the next few years. And so that's on Henry County's wish list from my standpoint. And if we can find the grant money available for that, hopefully we can move forward with that in the future. But I'm really excited to see this technology.
Well, that's an interesting little piece of trash you got there.
Absolutely.
It really does look like you could recycle that into many different products. It's very interesting. I wish everybody could see. It's like maybe an inch and a half, and it's a whole bag of garbage. So that's pretty neat.
It's amazing technology.
I have not seen that before. Well, I like to kind of get behind the scenes of the business or the county and find out about the person that is representing. And everybody has their own story, their own way of being. So I'm going to ask you what we call the X factor around here. What is it about you that makes you who you are and makes you successful as the chairman of Henry County?
I have been called tenacious. One thing I don't like is for someone to say it can't be done. And that's not in my vocabulary. And I'm sure you've probably gathered that by our conversation even before we went on the air. So I encourage people. I speak to youth a lot. We have opportunities to go speak in schools and things like that. And I tell these young people, don't be limited by what others tell you you can or cannot do. Don't be afraid to take risk and don't give up on your dreams. We live below our potential most of the time. And I think that if we believed in ourselves, if we were willing to take risk and step out there and believe for what is the seemingly impossible, we can accomplish anything. And so the only limits we have are the ones we place on ourselves. And so I just encourage people, pursue your dreams.
All right. Well, that is wonderful advice. And I think every school-age child should hear that. So thank you so much for visiting with us today. And I wanted to give you the opportunity to give out Henry County's website if they want to learn more about all the activities that are available to come and enjoy. So would you like to share that?
Absolutely. You can find us on the web at co.henry.ga.us. Great website. Has also, if you want to watch a commission meeting, if you don't have anything better to do, we have an access channel, Channel 14, but you can view that on the web. And just tons of information about parks, recreation, activities, things going on throughout the county. So check us out.
All right. Well, thank you so much and continued success in all that you do. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Guess what, Georgia? Recycling just got easier thanks to the team at Waste Pro. Whether it's tossing items into your curbside container at home, being environmentally friendly at the workplace, or properly disposing of your recyclables while at local events, Waste Pro can serve all your recycling collection and processing needs. Waste Pro also provides residential and commercial solid waste collection, processing, and disposal. Waste Pro cares for the communities we serve and truly are the waste professionals. Call us in Athens at 706-227-3222 or in Atlanta at 770-777-1447.